Focus on the Community is presented by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. Each week, we spotlight a topic important to the community, and this week, we've got another good one as we talk about e-learning with Washington Community Schools Assistant Superintendent Kevin Frank. Mr. Frank, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, an important topic, a very timely topic, e-learning days. We've been hearing a lot about this, and Kevin, we've actually got some area schools that have already implemented the program, and Washington Community Schools is very excited. Starting next Friday, we're going to kick off our first e-learning day.
That's right. This has been a process that started probably about a year and a half ago. The Indiana Department of Education has put a process in place for districts to apply to be able to facilitate e-learning days, and I believe it was last winter, it might have been 2 winters ago, where we had 3 or 4 days, and Dr. Roach and I and the principals, we started talking like, you know, why aren't we doing this? We are making progress with how we're using technology in the classroom. And so we started last year really hard on starting to put our plan together. And we feel like we've looked at all the pros and cons. We've looked at some of the flaws and challenges of e-learning, and we think we have a plan in place that will fit our district well, and we're ready to give it a try this Friday as a pre-planned makeup e-learning day. And if that goes well and we evaluate and you know, make the adjustments, we feel like we'll be ready for next year to potentially use these on the day of the cancellation.
Well, again, hats off. And in my mind, in my opinion, it's an absolute no-brainer, okay? Because we're in Indiana, and let's face it, in Indiana, you never know what the weather's going to deal you from one day to another, and there's always the snow days. The fact that you can't get the students out, it's just not safe, and you got to make those days up. And nobody wants to be going to school late May, even into June, and this will help us to eliminate that problem.
It does, and I think the biggest thing that we look at is, you know, in January and February, you know, and even this year, we had that snow day back in November. It would have been really nice to have been able to say, all right, this is going to be an e-learning day. Teachers could prepare lessons that are timely in the sense that, you know, they're not going to be pulling things that they created back over the summertime. They would be putting things on that the students are working on right there that week. So that's the part that we like, is you don't lose that day. Learning can keep going, and that day and being able to have that day in the wintertime is more valuable to us than tacking it on at the end of May.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Well, let's dive right in. So e-learning days, I know there's people listening this morning intently because there still may have questions, and hopefully we'll cover all of those with our focus this morning. But the hurdles you had to climb, I guess, first and foremost, I'm going to just shoot them out there one at a time and you can answer these. I know the number one concern, internet access. Some people, some families, some households may not have the access to the internet, which is part of the e-learning.
Right. So a couple things that we looked at. The first thing is, and this is, we're basically borrowing from what other districts are doing, and we thought we needed this for our district. First thing is that the assignments are not due until 2 days of regular school have occurred. So in this case, we'll have our e-learning day on this Friday. We're going to go straight into spring break. And then students will have the first 2 days back to work on the assignment if they need it. That'll be Monday and Tuesday, April 1st and April 2nd. We are also, as a part of that, going to be offering an after-school tech lab in all 6 of the buildings. Those will occur immediately after school till 5 o'clock. Each of the buildings will have some sort of sign up for that. Look for that from your school's principal, that they'll have some kind of communication on how that is. So that'll be available. And then finally, we've reached out to some of our community partners. We do have a list on the website of community partners that are making their facility available in terms of students that need to have Wi-Fi. I think there's a few on the list that are even making some devices available. So that would be one option that, you know, could happen on next Friday. Or, you know, we feel like we're leveraging spring break, and if folks are able to get to a different place over spring break even to complete the assignments, that you know, we're going to be able to use that too.
One of those could even be the Carnegie Public Library or the local library.
Right, right. So you can go to the library. You know, we're thinking, obviously, a lot of people are going to want to complete this on that Friday so that they don't have to worry about it over spring break. But if you can't get to the library on that Friday, maybe you can get to the library over spring break on one of those days and knock the assignment out. And you know, that's something that we're hoping for. And then, like I said again, we will have the additional days for the assignment to be due. We'll have the tech lab. So we're hoping that'll be the biggest piece that we'll evaluate. Have we provided students that don't have Wi-Fi at home enough opportunity to complete their assignment?
There will be ways to get it done. So no reason to panic.
Right.
You will have the opportunity. And I like the idea of you give them a couple of days padding. But the bottom line is, you got to still do it. There's no getting out of this assignment.
There's no getting out of it. And so the other model that we've borrowed is that by completing the assignment, that's how we're tracking attendance for the day. So our goal is we want to have 100% attendance for March 22nd. We won't be able to basically call the attendance until April 3rd when we've given everybody a chance to complete their assignments. But definitely, we want everybody to complete the assignments. I've been involved with a lot of the teacher training for helping them prepare for, you know, what types of lessons they need to have available. And I think students and parents are going to find that what they have to do for this e-learning day is very similar to what they do on any other day. Teachers are going to be available on Friday in what we're calling office hours from 9 to 11 and 1 to 3, where if a question arises and they need to send an email to the teacher, then the teacher will be available during that time to respond and to help, you know, the student. I think if there's questions that arise after Friday over spring break and they need to bring those to the teacher on that Monday, our teachers will be prepared to help kids if there was any lingering questions on anything from that Friday.
And, you know, just to build on that a little bit, I know my son is a sophomore at Washington High School this year. Many, if not all, of his assignments are now done on his Chromebook anyway, and the teachers are taking these assignments electronically. So it's really nothing different than what they're doing in the classroom when they're going to school as well.
That's right. You know, our secondary students from 7th grade through the seniors, they're doing these types of assignments every day already. They're going to be fine. When we look at our elementary is using digital tools. It's probably more frequent in the upper grades, probably 3rd grade on up. You know, they're using digital tools and a lot of these assignments every day. I would say K to 2, it may not be every day, but it's probably every week they're using digital tools a couple times a day. Obviously, the challenge, since our elementaries are not one-to-one, they're not taking a device home, so there's that little added challenge. You know, they may not have a device, they may not have Wi-Fi. So those are probably the kids that we're thinking the most of in terms of, you know, we'll probably have a lot of elementary kids that need to stay for the tech lab on that Monday, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that they're able to complete their assignments.
Let's talk about, say, a PE class. You know, how do you e-learn with a PE class or something like that?
I've seen, that's interesting you asked that. I was actually in with Mr. Arvin and Mr. Scomp, our elementary PE teachers, and they were going through the training, and they have come up and have found some good resources. You know, they're finding things like YouTube videos that have some exercise, like a I was thinking like Richard Simmons, but it's not Richard Simmons, but it's, you know, it's somebody that's kind of leading a group through some basic exercises, and they're linking that YouTube and asking their students to watch this, participate, get 20 minutes of exercise in on your e-learning day. And then, you know, I think there might be there's probably some type of follow-up where, I can't remember which one it was, Mr. Arvin or Mr. Scomp, they've asked their kids to be prepared to talk about how that your exercises went, which one was your favorite, was there one that was more challenging, so that there's a little bit of a follow-up to it, and they can check to see who really did their exercises.
And accountability, too.
The accountability piece, right.
If you do not do it, they will call you out.
Right.
So that's interesting. You know, as I've said before on the air more than once, the days of listening to the teacher lecture right on the board and take notes in your notebook with your notepad and your pen and pencil, those days of learning are just about by the wayside.
They are. And, you know, there are times when teachers need to lecture and provide the information. But so much education is changing where the student is more engaged and really taking charge of their own learning. And, you know, like we said before, our kids are doing this already. They're engaging with some of these different digital tools. They're having to problem solve. They're communicating with their peers, communicating with their teachers, collaborating with each other. And our kids are prepared and they're ready to learn this way and to take this as an e-learning day from home.
They embrace it. They really do. The students love this. All right. It's the parents and not picking on anybody because I can be as old school as the next guy. Mm-hmm. It's the parents from yesteryear, the old school parents that may be a little bit harder for them to embrace as they're used to the old way of doing things. But you find that by doing this hands-on and e-learning, the students actually get more engaged and they get more out of it versus just writing down and taking notes and then trying to take a test on what they learned.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're, you know, just that responsibility of finding what the lesson is, you know, moving forward, completing the assignment, those are skills that our kids are going to need for their adult life. You know, whether they go to college or not, so much of our world is changing to where you have to log in. You know, maybe you do banking online or, you know, whatever the task may be. So much of the world, especially the kids that are in elementary now, when they're adults in the 20s, 30s, 20s, 40s and beyond, the things that they're going to need to be able to do and on their own, you know, being able to facilitate an e-learning day and having our kids participate in such a day, we feel like is preparation for things that they're going to have to know for the rest of their lives.
Don't let it scare you. That's the moral of the story
right.
here today.
Right.
Don't panic and don't freak out. I know parents immediately want to get on the phone and call the teacher if there's something wrong and the student can't get the assignment. This
right.
is the first one.
Right.
It's going to be a learning curve, but you got to start somewhere and everything will work out.
That's right. I mean, this is a pilot. Technology works really well when it's working, and technology can be really frustrating when it's not working. You know, if there's technological issues at home, you know, it, in the old days, it was the dog ate my homework. You know, this time it might
right.
be my Chromebook didn't work. Okay, we're going to work with you and we'll give you opportunities to get the assignments done. But, you know, we want to see how this works, evaluate it, and then, like we've said, potentially use it on the day of next year.
So to sum it up, again, for the e-learning day, which is coming up next Friday, Washington Community Schools, this is a scheduled day that was off to kick off spring break.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't necessarily have to do that assignment between the hours of 8 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. They have actually two extra days when they get back to school to get it done.
That's the beauty of it. And we've already have received some feedback, and what we're going to do to prepare our teachers, we're going to have those lesson plans turned on off from the website probably on that th- from on Thursday at about 4 p.m. because we've had a little bit of feedback already. People are starting their spring breaks on that Friday. They're going to be getting on the road, and they've said, hey, can we access this Thursday afternoon into the evening and just get this done? So look for the lesson plans. When you go to our website, we have an e-learning day hub. Once you go to the main website, washingtoncommunityschools.org, scroll down to news topics, and we've pinned it to the very top of that news section. You go to what we're calling the e-learning day hub. There's a couple videos on there that are how to find the lesson plans. One's in English, one's in Spanish. Scroll down a little bit further, and you'll see hyperlinks for each of the six buildings, from the high school, junior high, and all four elementaries. You want to click on your building link for where your student's at. Once you click on that link, it's going to take you to like a matrix of all the teachers in that building. All the teacher names will be hyperlinked, and that's what you'll click on to go find what your student will have to do for the day. You know, our secondary teachers, a lot of those teachers use what we call Google Classroom. We're asking them to go ahead and complete the lesson template because we want this to be as transparent as possible. So the kids will probably be trained. The teachers are going to show them how to get to this stuff through the website, but in reality, they can go straight to their Google Classrooms and complete their assignments, like we said, like they do on any other day. But for the secondary kids and how we're posting that, that's mainly for the parents to see what it is. For our elementary students and parents, they'll be able to see, find their assignment from our website, go to their teacher. You know, if your student sees a special education teacher through the day, they will need to check the regular homeroom teacher and the special education teacher's lesson template. If you have a student that sees like an English language teacher during the day, then they should go to their regular teacher and the English language teacher. They'll be able to see what the activities are. And, you know, I think for a typical elementary kid, they're going to get a math assignment, they're going to get an English assignment, and then one of the things that we're doing to make our day a little bit unique and to also kind of go towards an initiative we feel like we're trying to be a leader in Southern Indiana is all elementary kids are going to have a computer science assignment on an e-learning day. And we just thought that made sense since this is kind of a focus on digital learning. Makes sense to have a computer science assignment. And again, our kids and our teachers, they're doing computer science through the year already. And so this really isn't anything special. But that was one subject that we just wanted to include. But I would guess that, you know, the total work and assignments, you know, the thing that people need to remember through an elementary day, kids aren't doing, you know, like written work for 6 hours. There's different specials. That's the other thing for me to mention. On their homeroom teacher's lesson plan, the teacher will have listed what their special is for that day. So they may need to go check the art teacher's lesson plan. They may need to go check the music teacher's lesson plan. They may need to go check the PE teacher's lesson plan. But they'll have different times, and we're anticipating that the work for a typical elementary student will probably take somewhere between an hour and a half to 2 hours of their time. And, you know, I think that's pretty reasonable when you consider the actual time that students are on task versus some of the other parts of the day in a school day that are built in that won't necessarily need to be there on an e-learning day.
It's not going to take the full time that they would spend in the actual school day,
right,
in other words.
Right.
And you know, again, embrace it. The students will love it. And once you know, as you've described it this morning, you guys have made it as user-friendly as possible. If you just follow the steps that appear, I mean, you've crossed all the T's, dotted all the I's, it
right.
Sounds like.
And if we have any parents that are on social media, on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, something that we've not really communicated yet, but I've seen some other districts do, and I would like for us to do it here in Washington. take pictures of your kids doing their e-learning work on Friday and post them to your social media and use our hashtag IAmWashington, and let's show the world, you know, what e-learning day looks like in Washington, Indiana.
It's going to work. I promise it's going to work. There may be a little bit of growing pains here and there along the way. That's why we're doing this one next Friday as the initial kickoff, and this will let you work out any bugs, which I think is a great thing.
That's right. We had these makeup days here. We're going to do two traditional makeup days on Wednesday and Thursday, but we're going to use Friday as the e-learning makeup day, and we're going to get one in, see how it goes, and then learn from it and be ready for next year.
The sky's the limit. When it's all said and done, hopefully we will never have a snow day makeup in the nice spring and summer weather, right?
Right. That's right.
That's the ultimate goal. Well, a lot of information thrown at you this morning, but great information. Washington Community Schools will start their first e-learning day next Friday. Students will get the assignments. If you have questions, again, you can go to the website, washingtoncommunityschools.org. Click on the e-learning hub. I'm sure you've got some of those questions covered. When they click on there, they'll find everything.
We do. We have an FAQ, frequently asked questions page. There's some videos there that you can watch that will help. Definitely check that out, and hopefully that'll answer some of your questions.
I'm excited about it. I really am. I know the students are excited about it because, like I said, they don't have to go to actual school. They can do this from the comforts of the home and not have to make up those snow days in the warmer weather. So it's a win-win for everybody involved. And I know you've been working on this for well over 2 years. Mr. Frank, thank you for all your efforts in implementing this and getting it rolling in Washington. And let's embrace it. And hopefully we won't have any hitches at all. We'll be rolling it out after Friday.
That's right. We're excited.
Well, again, thanks for coming in for the update this morning. Again, lots of great information. We appreciate your time on Focus this week.
Thank you.
Focus on the Community, presented each weekend by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. You can download a podcast of today's program by going to our website at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake, inviting you to tune in every weekend here on WAMW as we focus on your community.